Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check segment today looks at a flap that's emerged over COVID-19 testing. Chad Blair joins us to talk about the story. Hi there.
Good morning. Aloha Friday, Catherine.
Aloha Friday, yes. Thank heavens it's Friday. I'm tired.
Yes. Good news there.
Well, what can you tell us about this, the brouhaha over testing?
You know, so many people are talking about the testing, or more accurately, the lack of testing that's been going on here locally. This is from Eleni Gill. She's our health reporter. She'd be here today if she could. But guess what? She's off doing more health reporting, okay, so we can get the latest. But her report that's up on our website today, the Department of Health has deliberately narrowed the amount of testing that they are doing in order to conserve resources. The DOH has really only had 40 tests that they've conducted so far, and that's only for people that were recommended by a doctor who were seriously ill to go and get tested. There is another part of the Department of Health called the State Laboratories Division. It has done 124 random tests. There were no positive results from that, but that is the state's position, that we need to conserve resources in order to continue maintaining a healthy situation here. But as you probably know, people as prominent as Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, who is a medical doctor, he's very upset about this. He calls it a total fail. He says we should be, and when we say we, I mean the state of Hawaii, testing much more. He pointed to places like Singapore and Taiwan that have had wide screening, and by doing so, what's the phrase? Been able to flatten the curve, right? To diminish the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, I know the concern about ramping up the testing is that we don't have enough supplies, right, in order to screen for this thing.
That has a lot to do with it. There are at least two commercial laboratories that have been testing well over 1,000 people so far. And when they do get positive results, they turn that data over to the Department of Health. And as you know, so far there's just been 26 cases. Pretty lucky is how Dr. Green described that, that there's only been that many. But these two commercial laboratories are running low on supplies, and that is a big concern. It was comforting to hear your earlier report about the ship still coming in, and I don't know how these supplies would be secured, but that is something that there's just not enough. But the DOH so far has been saying, look, unless you're really seriously ill, there's no need to get a test unless your doctor is requiring it.
Yeah, I was at a drugstore, and I was looking for a thermometer, and they said, oh, we had some today for about an hour. So, yeah, it's, you know, just got to slow the pace at which people are pulling things off of the shelves. But, you know, you kind of can understand you can burn through these supplies pretty fast if you're just testing.
Yes, and the DOH did say, look, if necessary, we can do as many as 250 tests a week. If absolutely necessary due to an emergency, we could do 500. So, you know, they are keeping their resources in case they are needed. We haven't moved up yet to that emergency situation. One wonders whether the governor is going to move further. As you've probably heard, other states, particularly New York and Washington State and California, and I think just this morning, Illinois, have really cracked down, basically ordering a shelter at home status. I know that's the case in California. One wonders whether that's going to happen. We don't know. What the governor's spokesperson did tell us is that there will be some more stringent measures being announced shortly. We don't know when that will be. One proposal has come out of that Senate special committee that had to evacuate yesterday because of Senator Nishihara,
yes,
coming down with the coronavirus. They have insisted that they'd like to see a home quarantining for all passenger arrivals when they get off the plane here in Hawaii.
Well, I know lots to cover, lots to keep track of. We certainly appreciate you being with us today.
Keep washing your hands, Catherine.
Yes, thank you very much. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's opinion and political editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. To find out more, visit civilbeat.org.